This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, it's been 5 years since Stephen Paddock stashed his arsenal of weapons in his Las Vegas hotel room and began spraying outdoor concert goers with more than 1,000 rounds of rifle fire, killing 58 people and wounding 869. I talked about this on Lock and Load because this is an interesting revelation that's coming forward that I haven't seen anybody else talking about so far. I actually found this for the first time on PJ Media. Now, since the October 1st, 2017 massacre, we've never had an official or satisfactory explanation as to why he took his assorted rifles and shot those country music fans. And that's always been vital part of this, because we know this about most others of these. We were able to go back and do the forensics and find these things out. Not so with this. Now, Las Vegas police issued a 138-page report on the shooting, but they kicked over to the FBI and their experts the motive. And an FBI whistleblower believes that he has the motive now. In 2019, they issued a short report claiming the accountant, real estate developer, high-stakes gambler, and former McDonnell Douglas and Lockheed employee acted alone and had no political or religious agenda, and the nation's formerly premier law enforcement agency could not determine a motive. Now, that seems a little bit odd, given what we see today, given the J6 political persecutions and prosecutions, in which they attribute all kinds of malevolence to white nationalists, and assume that anyone around the Capitol building that day, regardless of color and ethnicity, was determined to overthrow the government with some pepper spray and some MAGA hats. And it really seems odd, considering the FBI fancies its role as more of an intelligence agency than law enforcement these days, according to an FBI whistleblower. Because these intelligence sources can actually get into this, get into these details. Now, over the course of time, we've learned all too well in the Trump-Russian collusion farce that the seventh floor at FBI HQ is more than willing to lie, conspire, and frame with near impunity. So, why not this white guy, Stephen Paddock? Why no theory as to why he was the avatar of evil? Why not indulge The Intercept in its fervent fever dreams about him fitting the profile of a far-right political extremist bent on sowing violence in society? Now, no one is actually suggesting that the FBI framed Paddock. It's just that the FBI suits who spied on Trump because their political cronies wanted him taken out as a political rival don't seem shy about ascribing real or fake motives to targets. I mean, just ask Michael Flynn or Roger Stone or Steve Bannon or John Eastman and Donald Trump. But Paddock, though, interesting picture of this cat. He was a meticulous evildoer. A year before the attack, he purchased several new mobile phones, according to the LVPD report. Now, in intelligence, this would tell you that what he's trying to do is to try to mask his sources. One of these was a burner phone, and most of the calls to all five of these phones were incoming calls. He was also a longtime gun enthusiast, but he stepped up his acquisition of legally purchased long guns a year before the attack. And he was a guy known for his excesses and his appetites. He often got into new hobbies like scuba diving or flying his own plane. And he would be, you know, he would spend lavishly to build this up. And then, then he would grow bored with this and sell off all the stuff. He was very careful to pick out a spot, too. He staked out several different places to commit a mass shooting. He looked at La Jolla. He looked at some California beaches. The Lollapalooza Festival at Chicago's Grant Park. And he positioned some of his guns in a Vegas condo with a view of the Life is Beautiful outdoor music festival. He had overlapping reservations at the condo building and the Mandalay Bay Resort while he was trying to figure out which concert to attack. And before he settled on the Route 91 Harvest Festival, he arranged airfare and travel expenses for his girlfriend to visit her family in the Philippines. Her planned return was set for the day after the massacre. But while she was there, he wired her $150,000 in pocket money. He was doing his research, too. He looked up how the Las Vegas Police Department SWAT team would respond to a mass shooting so he could game out how to respond to their response. On September 30th, he allowed the hotel cleaning staff in his room, but after he received some room service meals, he put the Do Not Disturb sign on the doors of the two suites that he occupied. Then he brought in more guns, and he used the room service carts to stage cameras outside in the hall, inside by the door, so he could monitor where the good guys were located. Another camera was on a peephole. Now, that's important, because this tells you now what his timeline was, because those things are not just going to sit there forever. They're going to be picked up by the room service, by the wholesale staff. They're getting moved. They're constantly in motion. So when he did this, he was now in motion. Authorities report that while he lost some money in October, he was financially well off and independent, so the failure of fortune was not a motive. He thought religious people, even his Catholic girlfriend, were idiots, according to his brother, who also said Paddock was politically noncommittal. This was a repeated theme among his friends and family and argued against a religious reason behind the attack. Paddock's brother said the former IRS employee would do their taxes and cheat on their behalf. And they were able to determine the items he had searched for online. He removed the hard drives from his computers so authorities couldn't find out what he'd been up to. And I don't know that they ever found them, and it does not mention that they ever found them. They dismissed reports that ISIS had orchestrated the shooting and other theories reported during and in the immediate aftermath of the shooting. So here we have someone without a dog in the fight, with no axes to grind, nobody motivating him, and yet he's going to do this, right? That's what we're led to believe. His financial investments were easily discoverable, but his inner thoughts were not. He kept his ideas to himself, and his girlfriend said in the year leading up to the mass killing, their love life had disintegrated and theirs became more like an employer-employee relationship. He was objectively out of his mind, but no one thought so when he was alive. They just thought he was a self-centered, eccentric jerk who always thought he was the smartest person in the room. The toxicology report showed that he had elevated arsenic, lead, and mercury levels in his system, but could not associate the amounts with psychopathy or violent behavior. His family members believed he was a narcissist. He had an inhaler and diazepam in his room, but there wasn't a whole lot of that made out of that part. He had heart issues, high blood pressure, and things other 64-year-old men suffer from. His teeth were rotting in his head because he refused to go to a dentist due to allergies. And when he put his Smith & Wesson revolver in his mouth and shot up, he did maximum damage to his brain. There was no exit wound. The .38 caliber round was found in his head. So, here we have someone that the FBI attributes all of this very extreme behavior to nothing. Motive unknown. But is that actually the fact? Was this actually the way things worked out? Coming up on the first break, and when we get back, let's take a look at what the possible answer might be. Because it's still very much up in the air. And like all things, when we're looking at one of these things, it's interesting to look at everything that led up to it to try to figure out if there's some way to short-circuit it. And, We'll see you in the next minute here, won't we? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, I just set the stage. Well, I was trying to set the stage. I was trying to set the stage for Stephen Paddock. We don't know why he did what he did. We don't know why Mandalay Bay happened. And it's been 5 years. And the FBI, who can, you know, if they see you on video on January 6th, anywhere in the vicinity of the Capitol building and you had a MAGA hat, well, you were there to insurrect. They know what you're thinking just by looking at you. Couldn't do this with this guy. I mean, he fits for the narrative that they've been trying to push. He fits all of those all of those things they wanted. He was Caucasian, you know, used guns. You know. We never had a motive attributed to this. But why did he commit these crimes against humanity? Well, let's go back 16 months before the Las Vegas mass shooting. Omar Mateen. He took his arsenal to Orlando's Pulse nightclub and committed the worst mass shooting in U.S. history until Las Vegas. And theories abounded about the motive for that shooting. And at the time, it was seen as a hate crime against gay people enjoying themselves at one of their favorite spots. And then, to take it one step further, they rationalized that Mateen was a self-hating homosexual drenched in Islamic guilt. But Mateen himself told the world that he committed the act on behalf of ISIS in retaliation for an ISIS leader's death. And like many of these types of criminals, he had been on the FBI's radar for his radicalization. They just didn't do anything about it. At this point, ISIS was ascendant and in the news for its despicable, inhumane acts, which the group often filmed. Money was no issue to them. So what happened in Las Vegas? Enter former FBI Special Agent John Guandolo. He told Turning Point USA in a recorded interview that there's a 90% certainty that the Las Vegas attack was a jihadi operation and Stephen Paddock was the conduit through which the terrorist organization attacked America. That's not a surprising revelation either in and of itself, because sympathizers abound all over the place. They look all different kind of ways. They're not all prototypical Arab. In the interview, Guandolo said that when you look at what actually transpired and put it together from a counter-espionage attack and counter-espionage look, the probability that this was an ISIS attack is well over 90%. He said the special agent in charge of the Las Vegas FBI field office got angry and dismissed it. And when presented with the information, FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C. dismissed it out of hand. Guandolo said that he was asked to brief a couple of people, members of Congress and others. He said the FBI in both Washington, L.A. and Las Vegas that participated in that investigation can't even begin to think of it as a jihadi attack because, number one, they still don't understand what that actually means. And what he's referencing here is that there's a cause out there, and then you're going after jihad. Jihad is a holy war. But you don't have to be a holy warrior to participate. He continued, they don't understand what actually happens, and they have no desire to understand what actually happened. So their knee-jerk reaction in these cases is always to dismiss that and point in a different direction because they've been conditioned to do so. And he concluded, I mean, it only points to an ISIS attack. It does not point anywhere else. ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack 5 times. They said, that guy, he's our guy. We hail him. He's a martyr. Moreover, Guandolo said, it's more than that. I mean, there's one of the key guys that was part of that attack that claimed to be a gay Australian guy, and we said, well, here's where this guy is, and he lied as to where his whereabouts, and when he said he was here, he was actually in a hotel in Las Vegas. And the only other people staying in the hotel are people from an area in Mexico where there's high ISIS activity. And he admitted that's not definitive. That's just one data point. But that's what they do. This is the way you weave a case together. You get a bunch of data points and put them together, and then you pull back and look at it from a wide angle. He said in the interview that the Australian man then goes to New Mexico, and his phone pings to a cafe owned by a Turkish guy tied to ISIS. And he goes overseas. He flies from the United States to Australia, and he goes overseas. And then Guandolo asks a very interesting question that really deserves a very thorough examination. Who flies from the United States to Australia and stays only 2 days and comes back with ties to Australian Antifa? And then he goes to Germany. Now, Europe is a very important point to look at because there is a lot of Islamic activity in Europe. During the dismounted Mumbai attack, they were being handled by somebody in Pakistan, and they were in communication with them the whole time, and they were being coordinated and sent in their various directions by somebody else, somewhere else. They had a controller. It was almost like a counter-terrorist operation where you have a controller paying attention to what you're doing and what you're taking out and where you're going next. Sort of the same thing. The other interesting data point to consider here, and this is about the FBI itself. So if they can look at you and say, oh, well, you made a call to this guy, and this guy is this guy, and he owns a place here, and he has ties to these guys, why aren't they giving out any information as to the phone calls coming in to Stephen Paddock, to the five phones he had? The reason to have multiple phones is because you only become aware of them if you actually intercept something on that line. And if you don't know it exists, then you don't intercept it. So they're constantly jumping around between the lines to try to confuse you if you're trying to surveil them. Guandolo concluded that right now there's no other option on the table. All the evidence points to that. That's all we're saying. We're saying the fact that the FBI hasn't investigated it, well, that's unprofessional. What if it was? And why weren't we told? And does the FBI know this? Well, I mean, one former special agent of the FBI knows this. So the part, you know, the natural part of as you're putting your thought pattern together and trying to put something in your head, you would think that everybody in the FBI knows it if he's out there saying this. And if they're denying it, why would they deny it? What's the point of denying it? It fit everything in the narrative. Except for the, now we have a Caucasian colluding with ISIS. Why wouldn't we bring this out? I don't know how many questions this answers versus how many questions it leaves open. It's better. It makes more sense than what we've heard so far. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death rate from breast cancer has dropped by 43% in the past decade. According to an American Cancer Survey report, black women are still more likely to die from the disease, even with a lower incidence of it. A senior author of the report saying death rates are declining in black women, just in as almost all other groups, but the gap still remains. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, tragedy strikes in Texas.
Texas authorities say 84 illegal immigrants have been found in the back of a semi-truck near the southern border. Hidalgo County Sheriff Eddie Guerrero says some of the illegals were seen Thursday, climbing off the truck in front of a residence in the border town of Weslaco. That's about a 2.5-hour drive south of Corpus Christi. All suspects have been taken into custody. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Just in time for the midterm elections, the FBI has released their annual report on national crime in 2021. And the murders are slightly increasing above 2020's historic numbers. And crime is one of the top concerns of the voters as they head to the polls. And no question that the GOP has an advantage on crime, as Democrats are still saddled with the defund movement from 2 years ago. This according to Neil Newhouse, who said both crime and immigration could play important secondary roles in the campaign, especially if the inflation issue begins to fade. Further, crime is a top concern among suburban women, a key constituency this fall. Of course, inflation's going to still be there because OPEC said no. So, you know. The FBI released its annual crime data on Wednesday for 2021, which estimated that murder slightly rose last year compared to 2020's historically bloody year. Murder spiked by nearly 30% in 2020 as the pandemic upended society in unprecedented ways and as protests and riots demanding the police be defunded erupted during the summer that year. The data marked the largest single-year increase in killings since the agency began tracking the crimes. The murder trend continued in 2021, with FBI data showing murders increased from 22,000 in 2020 to an estimated 22,900 in 2021, marking a 4.3% increase. For voters, crime looms large. And it doesn't help, I don't think, all of this Sorosian DA nonsense that's out there, and the bail reform nonsense that's out there, and the pullback of the defund the police nonsense that's out there, and that whole part where they say, oh, and you can't carry a weapon to defend yourself nonsense that's out there. Even Politico says it's a major thing. So the managing editor of Sabato's Crystal Ball, a campaign and elections newsletter from the University of Virginia, told Fox News Digital that it's unclear whether the FBI report specifically will make any difference to the campaigns, but noted that Republicans have leaned on into hammering crime on the campaign trail. From Kyle Klondike, I think. It's been clear in recent weeks from advertising that Republicans are really focusing on crime in their campaign messaging. That's been particularly in the case in the Pennsylvania and Wisconsin Senate races, and it's possible these things are hard to prove that it has helped the Republicans improve their standing in those races. Mehmet Oz is still behind but making up some ground, while Ron Johnson appears to have taken the lead. Democrats feel like they have an effective response to these ads by using law enforcement in their ads, except they don't support law enforcement. I don't, you know, the whole thing about Oz, I'm not a big Oz fan, but compared to Fetterman, whatever his name is, lump on neck, mutant, Shrek, whatever you want to call him, compared to him, this is a guy that did an Ahmaud Arbery. Okay? He chased a man down with a shotgun. This is a guy that was committing acts of vandalism as a mayor. And he's leading in the polls? Yeah, sure. Now, violent crime overall fell by 1% in 2021 compared to 2020. 1,326,600 reports in 2020 compared to 1,313,200 last year. Robberies fell a notable 8.9% in 2021 compared to the year prior. Other data in the report noted sharp increases in certain demographics affected by violent crimes. There was a roughly 26% increase in the number of victims of violent crimes who were between the ages of 50 to 59 from 2020 to 2021 because it's, you know, it's now trendy to beat up old people. Which is not to say, I mean, I just left my 50s not just a couple of years ago. That's not to say that 50 to 59 is old, but compared to the young predators that are out there and the homeless and everything else, these are much more attractive targets than, say, some strapping kid in his 30s and 40s, you know? Now, this data is complicated by the fact that it's based on estimates due to the agency switching to a new recording program called the National Incident-Based Reporting System, which offers a more detailed view of the crimes, but is unable to show a complete report. So, it could be higher than this, because they failed to receive full data sets from almost 40% of police departments across the country, including the NYPD and LAPD. About 9,700 law enforcement agencies did not provide full reports to the FBI by the March 2022 deadline. Before the switch to the new methodology, they were able to receive data from more than 95% of law enforcement agencies. So, what is this telling you? I'll tell you what it tells me. This reminds me of polling. This reminds me of polling. If you don't have the reports from NYPD and LAPD, where we know the crime has gone through the ceiling, it's gone through the ceiling and through the floor and midway up into the room and headed to the next ceiling. And we don't have those stats. Maybe that, you know. Yeah, you know, for a minute when I was sitting there going, oh, well, maybe overall violent crime is coming down. That's not a bad one. Well, it's not complete. It's not complete. You got 40%. I mean, I'm pretty sure New York City by itself probably accounts for enough to catch up to 2020's total of violent crimes. Texas Republican Representative Michael Burgess told Reuters, violent crime has surged in this country under the Biden administration, adding that the new data is very concerning. This is the other part of this. Despite this, we know that murder is up. Despite them implementing a new program here to apparently take and manipulate the results of the stats. Follow what I'm saying here. It almost looks to me like, as they were putting this thing together, they should have seen the trends coming up when they were looking at, okay, who's reporting, who isn't reporting. Why would you even release this? The FBI has shown that they are willing to meddle in elections. Why would you release this when this looks so bad for the Democrats? I would have to imagine that this is probably a unforced error on their part. They probably did not want to actually put this out there. I wonder whose head. Now, somebody's head may roll over this one. You know, Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe, Lisa Page, James Comey, all of those guys, they got to go away for pretty fair, pretty easily. None of them are in jail. None of them are doing anything, punitive. There's nothing been done to them. But I'm pretty sure somebody's had a roll over this one because this makes the Democrats look bad. This makes the whole, bail reform thing look bad. And we don't know the extent how bad it is. We know that we only see 60% of the picture. And it increased. And it almost caught up to we should be just absolutely tearing them up. Where are the Republican consultants on this one? They should be picking this ball up and running with it. The whistle has not blown on this, kids. They should be rolling with this. And despite all of that, we've still got people like Nancy Pelosi going, I believe that we will maintain our majorities in the House. While at the same time, she's like, I wouldn't mind being the ambassador to Italy. Nothing like that whole burst of confidence. I love that. Love it. You can't make this stuff up. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
One more time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, sometimes I sit back and when I was in school, we didn't have Black History Month. But I agree with Morgan Freeman that Black history is American history if it happened here in the United States. I look at Black America as a very valuable ally. Because when left to their own devices, Black America is as conservative as me and you. When they don't get convinced by a bunch of race hustlers. I mean, Malcolm X had him picked. He said that the white liberal was the fox. He said the fox fools you. He said the wolf, you know what the wolf's about. But not the fox. Now, support for Black Lives Matter and calls to defend the police reverberated across America in 2020 following the death of George Floyd. And this ignited protests and riots at a time when the coronavirus and lockdowns upended society horribly. And what was left in 2020's wake was a massive increase in the number of murders, dealing a disproportionate blow to Black Americans. Now, this is important in the fact that, you know, when you look at how many Black men were lynched between the Civil War and the 60s Civil Rights Movement simply for being Black, you get 30, I think the number's like 3,416, 3,418. Now, that's an aberration on humanity for doing that to anybody just because of the way they look. And we forgot that. Humanity forgot that. And that's why they were able to accept what happened starting in 2020 after George Floyd died. Now, we already had seen patterns of spiking violence over other police incidents like the deaths of Michael Brown and Freddie Gray. Okay, Michael Brown, of course, was trying to take a cop's gun and kill him with it. He was portrayed as a gentle giant who was murdered for stealing some roll-up cigars. Freddie Gray, he died in police custody. And the way this was portrayed in the press, who is against law and order, because law and order never, you know, in times of prosperity and satisfaction and peace, nothing ever gets advanced. No ideals, no nothing, because everybody's happy. So we got to have something to embroil the American people. So we make things up, like Michael Brown and George Floyd and Freddie Gray. And this pattern has been termed the Ferguson effect. Police pull back where violent crime spikes precipitously. Now, in 2020, murders did spike across the board 30%. But among black Americans, murders spiked by more than 32% compared to 2019. In 2019, 7,484 black Americans were murdered. That number shot up to 9,941 in 2020. Meaning that that's an increase of 2,457 black Americans murdered over the previous year. Now, remember the number I just said about the Civil Rights era and the number of black people that were lynched, 3,416, 18, whatever it was. In 1 year, we have an increase of 2,457 black Americans murdered, more than the previous year. It was also far higher than white murders in 2020. 7,043 white people were murdered that year, meaning 2,898 more black people were killed compared to white people. Between 2010 and 2019, there was an average of 5,954 white murders, which is roughly 16% lower than the 10-year average of black murders. And during that same time period, an average of 6,927 black Americans were murdered each year, meaning black murders shot up by 43% in 2020 compared to the previous 10-year average. Now, what's more staggering is when you consider that white Americans make up 76% of the population, compared to black America only taking up 13%. Now, murders in the 2010s first broke the 7,000 murder benchmark in 2015 after the high-profile deaths of Freddie Gray that same year and Michael Brown in 2014, jumping by nearly 1,000 in 1 year. Brown was fatally shot by a Ferguson, Missouri police officer, and Gray died after he sustained injuries in the back of a Baltimore police van. And their deaths sparked protests and riots similar to the ones following Floyd's death. Prior to Brown's death, black murders had fallen the previous 4 years. Fox News Digital reviewed murder data from 2014 and 2015 and found a spike of 15% in 1 year over year data. And at least 7,000 black Americans were killed each year thereafter without ever exceeding the 8,000 mark. St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson coined the increase the Ferguson effect in November of 2014. And this gained widespread attention after the Manhattan Institute's Heather McDonald wrote an opinion piece for the Wall Street Journal arguing the effect is one where the Black Lives Matter narrative about racist, homicidal cops has produced virulent hostility in the streets. So it's a pretty simple matter to figure out, really. If you're going to go out there and you're going to tell police, hey, if you go in here and you do this, and if you get into, we're sending you on a call, and if you get there and you kill somebody over the call while you're trying to defend yourself, you're probably going to be crucified. What do you think they're going to do? What do you think they're going to do? A lot of cops nowadays are just riding their pension. They're riding, waiting on the pension. Many cities, after the Black Lives Matter movement demanded defunding the police, many cities answered by removing portions of police funding, such as Portland and New York City. Here in my city, in the city in which, well, I live outside of it, in Greenville, South Carolina, the mayor of Greenville, South Carolina took a knee in front of them, marched with them. Yeah. Social justice movement even trickled down to small cities like mine, spread to nearly every facet of America, stretching from major corporations, celebrities, and the sports world, demanding change. Now, some have tried to pin this increase to the coronavirus, but that doesn't make any sense to me. Because the coronavirus didn't cause any damage. The corona, you know, not any violence, not riots. Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they did all kinds of rioting. But there is one thing. The pandemic revealed something that most of us already knew, which was that we have segments of society that don't have the advantages of other segments of society. They're just beneath the surface, and the pandemic, sort of, you know, as with a hurricane, has revealed the disparities. Now, there was a reaction to this. A University of California study estimated more than 100,000 Californians bought guns in 2020 out of fear that the pandemic might destabilize things. And it argued that by aggravating poverty, unemployment, a lack of resources, isolation, hopelessness, and loss, the pandemic worsened many of the underlying conditions contributing to violence. That may, in fact, be a case. But to Heather McDonald, the Ferguson effect played out again in 2020, but this time with even more swiftness and brutality than before. And they called this Ferguson Effect 2.0, or the Minneapolis Effect. And it came on with a speed and magnitude that made Ferguson seem tranquil. McDonald told Fox News Digital that month that the Black Lives Matter and the Defund Police movements contributed to the crime spike in 2020 and had nothing to do with coronavirus and lockdowns. The spike began months after lockdowns, beginning only after riots, noting that the spike was not at all related to COVID. The reason that they say that they changed this new thing was to provide crime figures and record details on every single crime incident. However, it's interesting that they implemented that in 2020 after all of this began. And now they're out there and they've made the report and they're saying, well, but we only got 60% of it. What would it have looked like if they'd gotten it all? I'll be back next week. Stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.